You're listening to Cross Currents from KELW News. I'm Hena Baba. Living with regular racial discrimination is a reality for many people. It can affect them psychologically and even lead to depression. And now a new study out of UC Berkeley found that those effects can also be physical. Professor Amani Allen of the School of Public Health studied Black women in the Bay Area and found the more they experienced repeated incidents of racism, the higher their risk of chronic illness like diabetes or high blood pressure. And it's because of something called allostatic load. I talked with Professor Allen to explain.
So allostatic load is an early marker of disease risk and biological aging more generally. One way to think about allostatic load is as a summary measure, a biological indicator that's a summary measure of how well our different biological systems are operating. So let me back up and talk for a second about this term allostasis. So our bodies are comprised of integrated biological systems, meaning that our various systems, our cardiovascular system, our respiratory system, our immune system, our neuroendocrine system, these systems work together for optimal functioning of the entire body. So what I find compelling about this concept of allostasis and allostatic load is that it provides a snapshot of how well our various biological systems are doing. And many of these systems are involved in the body's stress response. So you may recall instances where either you have said or you've heard someone say, "I'm stressed out, my adrenaline is pumping." And when people are saying that, what they're really referring to is the ways in which our body naturally adapts to environmental demands, demands that we're presented with on any given day, being late for work and having to rush to get to work, all kind of family-related stressors, all kinds of stressors.
So if we break this down, if I've had a bad day because I've been discriminated against on the street, at work, wherever— that stress is linked to biology. How again?
So if, and it could be racial discrimination, it could be any other stressor that you appraise as threatening, and that's key. The way that we appraise the stressors that we come into contact with on a day-to-day basis matters in terms of how our body reacts. So if we are discriminated against and we appraise that experience as threatening to us, then a number of things happen. It can increase the level of inflammation in our bodies, for example. And the key is that that's actually okay in the short term. When that stressor happens over and over and over again, it's that chronic stress that precipitates allostatic load.
Right. And what were some of the things you were finding?
So our main finding was that we did find a link between racial discrimination and allostatic load. However, our findings varied based on the level of educational attainment.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So among African American women with lower levels of education, which we defined as having less than or equal to a high school diploma, those women reporting more frequent experiences of racial discrimination had higher levels of allostatic load. However, among women with more than a high school diploma, we found the opposite. African-American women with more than a high school diploma who reported more frequent experiences of racial discrimination actually had lower levels of allostatic load, which was very surprising and counterintuitive.
How do you explain that? Why?
Well, one potential explanation is that previous research has shown that identifying or acknowledging racial discrimination can be protective in and of itself versus internalizing those experiences and engaging in self-blame. So if I have an adverse experience, interpersonal experience with a person of a different race, I can choose to say, or I can acknowledge it as racial discrimination and understand that it's due to the prejudicial beliefs or discriminatory actions of someone else and has nothing to do with me. On the other hand, I could also internalize that experience and say that I deserved that. right? That was warranted. That experience, that lack of courtesy was warranted.
What kind of recommendations can come out of your study, and to whom? Who needs to understand this in healthcare, in, I don't know, policymakers? Where do you see this benefiting people?
When we think about race relations, we've seen a lot in the news about police profiling and egregious acts, such as being choked to death on a New York City street or being shot in the back while handcuffed face down at a train station. These are egregious acts of racism and racial discrimination that, for some reason in our society, we still debate. But what our study shows, I think, is that in addition to those egregious acts, is that racial discrimination and racism can impact our health in ways that are not always visible. And so often you hear people talk about stress as the silent killer. Well, racial discrimination is one form of stress, but it's a form of stress that African-American women report experiencing day in and day out across many different situations in their lives, whether they're at work, whether they're in the grocery store, whether they're in their car on their way somewhere, just experiencing both mild and major forms of racial discrimination, trying to get health care, trying to get housing, et cetera. And so this kind of just chronic, pervasive, unrelenting experiences of racial discrimination chip away at our ability to just be healthy. They wear us down in ways that compromise our ability to live to our full potential as African American women.
That's Professor Amani Allen of the School of Public Health at UC Berkeley. You can learn more about her study at klw.org.